When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This is how it's always been. I'm on the outside looking in.
Hello everybody, Anna here. Like Margot and Nora before her, Karen has headed to California, where she will not be committing any murders, but she cannot record a new episode this week. So to tide you over until the main feed returns in 2 weeks' time, we are giving you another little sample of the unhinged Sweet Valley continuation that I started writing back in 2002. Yes, it's 10 years after the twins graduated. And from here to Sweet Valley explores what happens when they return to their beloved town. And I'm not going to say take up where they left off, because it's much more stupid than that. But you can read the previous recaps. We'll have a link in our Instagram stories to that. And if you want to hear a little sample of part three, here is an extract from the scene in which Winston, who has escaped or at least defied his terrifying wife Lila, who has reached grotesque villain proportions, decides to return to collect some of his things. But he has a horrible shock in store. Winston walked on tiptoe across to the stairs. The lift was quicker, but Lila might notice it going up, so the stairs it was. He had just reached the bottom step when a weird creature flew at top speed down the stairs, chattering loudly. "What the hell?" cried Winston. Then he recognised the beast. "Oh no!" It was Boo Boo, Lila's strange simian companion. Winston hated the creature, whose blue face made him queasy, as did the strange little waistcoat in which Lila dressed the monkey. It almost looked like some sort of uniform. Worst of all were the wings, which grew from Boo Boo's tiny shoulders. Defying all the laws of physics, Boo Boo could fly perfectly, and that gave Winston the creeps. "Boo Boo!" came a terrifying roar from upstairs. "What was that noise? Is there an intruder in the house?" "Lila! She was here!" Winston knew he had to get out. He turned and made for the door, but Boo Boo blocked his path. The winged monkey flew around Winston's feet, making movement almost impossible, and he could hear Lila's distinctive tread on the stairs. Terror made him bold. "Out of my way, Boo Boo!" he cried, giving the monkey a shove. With that, he bolted for the door, scrambling through the doorway just as Lila appeared at the top of the landing. "Winston!" she bellowed. Instinctively, Winston turned back for a moment. What he saw terrified him. And to find out if Winston escapes or not, you will have to read From Here to Sweet Valley Part 3. There is a link in the show notes of this episode. We hope you enjoy it. I certainly enjoyed writing it 22 years ago, bloody hell. So yes, enjoy. And we will be back in the clubhouse with our Pi Beta Alpha siblings next week. It's going to involve Winston making a film. You know that's always a good time. And we will be in the main feed in 2 weeks' time to finally finish the cheerleading trilogy with V for Victory. So see you then, everybody.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.